This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you all for joining this meeting on 14th of July 2016 for the IDN guidelines working group. We have Edmund, Mats, Dennis, Jian, Carl, myself, Sarmad online. So over to you, Mats and Edmund.
Hi, this is Edmund joining. Checking my mic as well.
Your mic works well. Do you hear me, Dennis? Edmund, do you hear me, Edmund?
Hi. I hear you. Sorry, I have my audio on mute, but also just checking my mic as well.
Okay. So we had some issues or tasks for this meeting. If we go back to the protocol of that Sarmad sent out. So the first one was actually for Sarmad to find out when RFC for label generation may be released. Do we know anything about that,
Sarmad? Yes, I followed up on it, and I am told that the RFC has actually gone through the editorial process, and it is expected to be released within a week or so.
That's good. That means that in the document we can refer to it as an RFC, and we don't know the RFC number yet, but we can replace that with something like XXX something.
Yes, I will circulate that information as soon as the RFC is out, and I'll update the document as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and then number two was on Jian. To suggest update the text for recommendation 6 in the document in section 2.4. So let's scroll down to that. Do I have the control? That means that I'm scrolling down for everyone?
Yes.
Yeah, we can see you scroll.
Yes, okay. Recommendation, let's further down. Here, John, do you want to comment?
Oh, yeah, this is Jim from KNET. I think the last time when we were in Helsinki, one of the concerns over recommendation 6 is that encourage not quite clear the meaning. For example, it's not clear what a registry should do to encourage a registrar. So I'm suggesting to add some words like including a provision in the RRA. RRA means registrar agreement. But I'm also not quite sure whether we should use so strong words. An alternative will be like a registry should make reasonable efforts to encourage its registrar to do something. So I will open this alternative to the group to decide which one is better. But at least I think the existing word, like registry should also encourage its registrar. Encourage is too general or too vague. I'm not sure what registry will do. That's basically my idea.
My question is, what registrar agreement refers to and how to perceive. Is that something, a general concept? Is there always a registry-registrar agreement? That is, or do the registries, the registrars agree through the ICANN agreement, so to say?
Registry registrar agreement basically has nothing to do with ICANN. It's just some agreement between the registry and the registrars. They can do it by themselves, I think. But of course, any change to the RRA is subject to ICANN approval. It means that the registry should submit the change to the RRA to the registrar group, and the registrar group will basically approve it. So, yeah, not quite. ICANN is not heavily involved, but at least they involved the registrar group.
But is this registrar agreement a private agreement between one registry and one registrar, or is this based on some kind of
it's the same. A registry cannot sign different registry agreement to different registrar. Basically, every registry only has one agreement to all the registrar. No discrimination.
But each registry decides on its agreement.
That's right, yeah.
And the term registry, registrar agreement, it's the general use, so it would not be unclear what it means.
I'm sorry, what's the last point?
We have Edmund and Carl in the queue.
Yes.
Okay.
Please, Edmund.
Yeah, so I wanted to just point out two things. One, it seems like the addition is good, but it's very focused on GTLDs, as I think Carl also identified in the chat. Registry-registrar agreement, probably a very generic term, but that's one thing we want to bring out. But the other point I want to make is probably on this particular point probably shouldn't dictate this being the way or the only way. Perhaps we can put it in parentheses and add such as including a position or prominently putting it on the website or something like that. I mean, there. I think I don't think we need to be so prescriptive on this particular part, but I think registry registrar agreement seems to be very GTLD centric, and we want this to cover CCTLDs as well. We probably should think a little bit about it.
Yeah, I agree, Edmund, right here.
Go ahead, Matt. Not all registries have registrars. Not all TLDs have registrars in the same meaning. There are still CCTLDs, I think, that don't use registrars in the same meaning. So, should we still use the term?
Yeah, I also agree with the admin's suggestion that so far it seems not to be too prescriptive. Maybe we can just add some more like for example or for instance or Any specific suggestion for the wording, Adam?
Edwin speaking here. Just, I think my suggestion would be to put in parentheses and add such as.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good. I see it.
Okay, is it okay to use the term registrar generally? Not all CCTMDs have registrars.
This is Edmund jumping in, but I see Cal has a hand up on that particular point. I think a lowercase registrar is fine. I mean, for registries that do not have registrars, they perform the registrar function. And I think most registries, if not all, would understand the term.
Okay, Carl, please.
This is Cal for the record. I would prefer that we avoid any discussion of contractual changes on behalf of the registry operator flowing down to registrars or to any kind of retail channel if it's not a registrar. I think making those kinds of recommendations may be harmful actually to the adoption of IDNs. They're actually adding a burden. And in that sense, so I'd like to understand what it is that we want out of this particular recommendation, because my feeling is that providing a lot of this information, while it might be useful for the curious and for those who may wish to dissent or complain about a particular construct of a name, it's not particularly useful in the normal flow of a registration. So if we're obliging or encouraging registry operators to obligate registrars or their retail channels to present this sort of information, basically you're committing them to providing fairly irrelevant information potentially in the flow of a registration. You're actually making it harder for them to register domain names. While I think this information is useful and it should definitely be presented on the registry operator's website, we need to think about what it is that we want to achieve in the registrar channel or the customer-facing channel, if we don't want to refer to registrars directly, by providing this information. A simple link would make sense to me. If you overdo it, essentially you'll confuse the average consumer and it may even chill the registration. Reducing registration rates rather than encouraging them. So I think we need to have a very clear purpose with this recommendation, with a clear user goal in mind, and the user being, in case, the registrant. And to me, just looking at this recommendation, I don't feel that we have a clear outcome. If it's about a debate or a complaint, a dispute resolution, that sort of thing about variants, then I think there are better ways of informing registrants than through this mechanism.
The headline of this section is consistency of IDN tables. And it says in the text there that the content should be made more consistent across registries and across levels for predictable user experience. This could be done by sharing the LGRs across registries, considering reference IDN tables and other relevant work. So it's in that context that this recommendation comes.
Right, but I don't feel that this particular recommendation, because all it is information, and we're obliging someone to present that information, it doesn't enforce consistency. All it's doing is providing information to probably an uncurious public. Those who are curious should certainly be able to access this information, but obliging someone to present it doesn't actually improve consistency, and it certainly doesn't improve ease of registration. So I'm not, I feel that this particular recommendation is, it doesn't have a clear goal.
Well, the goal is, it's the consistency, as the headline says.
No, I understand that this particular recommendation doesn't move us towards that goal at all.
Well, I guess not for me, because it only gives the registrant information on the IBM tables, etc., that this TLD is using. It doesn't say that it's the same as some other TLD. So in that sense, it's correct.
And that's my concern, is that the typical behavior of a registrant will not be to look at a user, at a language table and then register a domain name. It will be to try a domain name and see if they can register it. There's no reason to hide this information, so I'm not suggesting we prevent them from looking it up, but obliging a registrant to present it actually harms the typical flow of a registration. So I think I'm even questioning the value of this particular recommendation, and even if we were to make it, we should definitely not oblige people to follow it, because there might be very good reasons regarding user experience why they might choose not to.
Well, if you look at the behavior today, it seems like a few registrars present the restrictions of the TLDs. Am I right? So it's hard to find out what code points that you are allowed to use and contextual rules, etc.
Yeah, generally it's trial and error. So a user, and that's assuming they're using a native keyboard or have some kind of way of typing in the correct characters. Generally they would simply type what they want, the domain name they're expecting to register. And then if there were errors, then certainly there might be it might be useful for the registrar and for clarification purposes to direct people to any policies. But I think presenting those policies in the normal flow of a registration actually doesn't add any value, because that's not the typical behaviour. Someone looked through a table with allowed characters to come up with their domain name. They've got an idea that they want to register, and hopefully it's natural. That's actually the goal we would want to move towards, where they don't have to preempt any decision or any aspiration based on the table. It should be natural.
And then, but they feel that it's free and they can't register because it breaks the rules, then how do they...
Well, I think in those instances where you can't register for a reason, there's certainly a strong argument to present why you can't register and further information if you want to follow up. But there's certainly value there, I think.
Edmund, please.
Thank you, Edmund here. So I guess two points. One that you just covered, I think when it may be useful when somebody can't register it. And I think in terms of the flow, I don't think when I read this, I don't necessarily think that this requires any registrar to interrupt the registration flow. This could be done after the registration by an email to the registrant. I mean, I'm just saying that this is a possibility. I agree that it should, if we require to intercept the registration flow, that's definitely not a good thing. I want to bring up another point that besides the registrants who couldn't register a name, there is also registrant, especially on the variant issues. If we include the variant issues, why somebody can't register the name, and and it may be caused by variant, that presents an important aspect, which I think, you know, it is useful for the registrant to then know about this. Whether it is this set of policies, you know, I don't know how, at this point in time, I don't think it's the most user, like end-user friendly wording at this time. But I think, you know, what we may be able, perhaps what we should do is to lighten this rather than say these policies, but at least, you know, provide information about this, or, you know, even loosen the wording further. I want to say that I agree with Cal that, you know, that if this is mandatory if we envision this being mandatory in the flow of registration, certainly I would not be supporting it. But I do think the stuff that we cover here has value for the registrant, especially if they can't register, then they, you know, maybe even have a dispute on variants. They should know what is the guiding framework that registries work with in coming up with their language tables and all that.
What my question is, does this recommendation support the headline that it sits under? Consistency of IDM tables. I'm not sure that it does. So we have a recommendation, but it doesn't support what it's supposed to support. And the question is, what does it support in terms of IDM? If it dispute resolution, etc., is that something IDM specific that needs to be considered in IDM guidelines?
This is Edmund jumping in. I think the reason why it's part of consistency is that we want the original thinking is probably that registrants can take a look at the registry policies and, you know, whether it's consistent with the IDN guidelines. That's that was perhaps a motivation, but I agree it's a little bit confusing. And I see that from the chat, Cal is volunteering to suggest some wording and rewrite. So I think that's probably a good direction.
Yeah, I think it's good. Cal, please try to rewrite this. But also we should consider if this is the right headline for that recommendation, or if the recommendation, if it's reluctant, should be somewhere else. And also, do we have any recommendations for the consistency of IDM tables? As I see it, we don't.
This is Ahmad. So a couple of comments. Again, I think I'll repeat myself that these mappings were done arbitrarily. Initially, when these recommendations were made in the previous version of IDN guidelines, they were not really categorized under any headings. Please take that the headings in that spirit. I guess the first comment. The second comment basically was that I think one of the motivation was that if the practice becomes visible to everybody that promotes consistency to some extent. For example, sharing IDN tables through the INR repository makes them available for other registries to pick them up. Similarly, making those policies which are not published at the INR repository but are in practice by different registries through the making them visible would also promote consistency within the industry. So I think that was a possible motivation for putting these under the consistency heading. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I still think it's important to look at the headlines and make sure that the recommendations are consistent with the headlines. And actually, the text, I don't know where the text, the content should be made more consistent comes from, but that is an important statement. It sounds like a recommendation, actually. But I suggest that Carl, if you're still willing to work on this, that you take that and try to make something out of it. And please also suggest where we could put it.
I'll do that. And I'll share it around and we can discuss it.
Thank you. Okay. Next topic on the to-do list was the next recommendation 9. And it was the topic to all of us to look at that and make some suggestions on that. Does anyone have any thoughts? Well, I looked at it and I couldn't see what it's there for. I don't see how it supports the headline, and it's not IBM specific either. So I don't see why it should be there. Edmund.
Yeah, this is Edmund. I think the spirit of it we should probably keep in terms of registries collaborating and forming and making things more consistent. I'm half hesitant, would like to be less hesitant when I actually review all the stuff, but because of the tables that ICANN is going to produce, the
reference tables.
Tables. I think we should rewrite this whole thing geared towards those reference tables and work around those. To encourage registries to work on improving them or updating them over time, or and making it close similar to, if not identical to those reference tables. Keep the spirit of that TLD registry should collaborate and work together, and also keep the spirit that having common tables is a good thing.
Yeah.
Edwin, I think the table you proposed looks very good. I think there are really critical issues that the guidelines should cover. I'm wondering what's the goal we are planning to achieve as a group. For example, the first question in your table is about allocation. Obviously, many.
Yeah. We are talking about recommendation 9.
Oh, recommendation 9? Oh, we didn't go through the admins table? Sure, sorry.
Edmund's table, I'm not sure what you were talking about. But we're talking about this recommendation 9.
Okay. India, I basically agree you have suggested, as well as your suggestion last discussion in Helsinki. This one, recommendation 9, really hasn't so much connection with the guideline. It even didn't mention the idea. I agree with you that should we just delete it or assign someone to suggest some new wording on that? For me, it's totally has nonsense. Yeah.
I think that Edmund has volunteered to write, but let's hear Carl.
This is Edmund jumping in. I guess I was actually gonna see if Samad might be able to help us out here. Since he's most familiar with the reference tables and that process is, I suggest this to be modified in that light. So I wonder if Samad could help us with at least the first attempt, and I'm more than happy to then take it and make further adjustments. But I think the suggestion is to make this point to the reference tables and retain the spirit that registries should try to work together and have commonalities among the tables.
Colin?
Yeah, I just wanted to voice my opinion that even in the current environment where we are establishing common reference tables, I think there's still value in collaboration, especially where you've got maybe minor regional interests or dialect issues that may not have been a higher priority with the generation of those LGRs. They were originally focused on the root, which means they're not quite developed with the same approach as something for second level names. I think while certainly the consistency with the LGRs should be encouraged. We shouldn't let that essentially imperialize language across the globe. We should still allow registries and in fact encourage them to collaborate on languages.
Carl, there are two different works on tables. One is for the root zone, which I think you refer to. But there is also a second work done by ICANN to create reference tables. And they are actually based on the IIS reference tables for the PDT. And they are
I'm aware of that. But again, they're not sourced from individual registries and respectful of the individual dialect that you might have within countries. the goals are different. And while I think consistency is one goal at a global level, consistency at a local level might also be valuable, which is what you might get through registry collaboration. So I guess all I'm saying is that I would hate to entirely remove the recommendation for collaboration in favour of using just the tables.
My reaction is that it just says that they should collaborate, but not on what. So the recommendation 9 just says that they should collaborate on issues of shared interest, and that has nothing to do with the writing does not mention IBM. So it should be specified that the collaboration achieves some goal instead of the collaboration being the purpose.
Yeah, I completely agree. We should probably reword it to focus on a specific outcome with that collaboration.
So, Ahmad?
Okay, so I guess I'm just going to, I was going to respond to Edmund's suggestion, so I'm happy to draft something, but I think before I go into that drafting, I think we need to have a reasonably clear, I guess, understanding on what we are going to be writing. I think one of the suggestions on the table is that we say that the community should collaborate to develop, a couple of things. First of all, there should be a reference to these reference second level IDN tables, and then there should be within that recommendation encouragement to the communities to contribute to those reference tables and help in finalizing those reference tables. And then there is a third element here which clearly states that even though those reference tables are there, there are, I guess, clear reasons why somebody may want to deviate from it, then there really should be some, the registries may exercise their right to have differences there as well for competitive advantage and other reasons. But in any case, those are some of the thoughts I'm just listening gathering. But as I said, I'll be happy to draft that initial set of recommendation, but maybe we can discuss this a little more and have a clearer idea of exactly what we want to draft or how we want this recommendation to sit. Thank you.
Edmund?
Yeah, Edmund here. So I think the parameters you just outlined are good. I think and I agree with them. I would add that this part of this recommendation 9 is to encourage registries together. And I think we should retain that spirit. And I'd like to perhaps get a sense also how reference tables in the future may or may not change over time. What is the process for that? Because then if particular languages that don't have reference tables yet, then registries could work together and form something and suggest and start working on getting ICANN to make it a reference table. On the other hand, if there are certain deviations from reference tables, maybe more and more registries deviate from it, then maybe there's a good a reason to then make updates. So I want to get a sense of that and whether that would fit into what we could talk about here as well.
Hello. Yes. Dennis does not, his mic does not work, so he has written in the chat, issues of shared interest may change over time. Today is universal acceptance, reference tables. Tomorrow may be something else by keeping it open, stays relevant. And I guess that's a good point. The problem is that it does not even refer to IDM in the, as it's written now. So much.
Right. I'm sorry, I've just lost my chain of thought, so I'll come back when I remember what I had to say. Sorry for that.
Okay, no problem. So there's a suggestion from Sarmad to actually break this up into several recommendations. And my suggestion is that the recommendations should support what it says in the beginning of the section here. Consistency of IDM tables. And if it doesn't, I think we should create, if we want the recommendations, we should create a new headline. So that we group things that support the same overall goal. Or else we should remove the headline. Because then they make no sense. Do you agree on my suggestion?
How about the consistency of policy? Because recommendation 6 basically is talking about IDM policies. And as Dennis mentioned, the recommendation 9, issues of shared interest basically also involves like IDM policies, right? It's not only about table, something kind of related to IDM registration policies. So how about that?
So what is IDM policy besides the tables? If you have an LGR table, it incorporates all of it. So what's outside the table then?
Yeah, I think the logic here is clear. Recommendation 6 about is like a consistency among the registrars, because recommendation 6 mentioned that registry should encourage registrar to do something. And the recommendation 9 is a consistency among the registries, because registry, they can form a consistency by forming kind of a consortium or forum. So it's like consistency of policy, both among registrars and registries. It's what I take from these two recommendations.
Right. So you were mentioning that we should potentially take out the heading for consistency of IDN tables, but if we are going to draft something around the reference IDN tables, then I think we should probably keep that heading for now. And I guess if we agree to the recommendation which works around those reference IDN tables, then that would go under that heading. Also, I remember what I wanted to comment about earlier. Edmund actually was asking about whether and what the mechanism is to update those reference IDN tables. And so there is actually a mechanism which is proposed which will allow basically community, including registries, to suggest changes, and those changes will through public comment process be incorporated, and the tables will be updated over time. So there is certainly a community role which is anticipated in not only defining but maintaining those tables to best suit the interest of the community. Thank you.
Edmund.
Okay, that's a useful clarification from Samad. So I guess that covers the discussion, and I hope you have enough to try to come up with the first draft. Earlier, Matt, you asked a question on Canadian policies beyond the LGR. Well, I can certainly think of at least one off the top of my head. The length of the domain accepted, that's one.
What do you mean by length?
The shortest and the longest domain allowed to be registered.
Yeah, that's for non-IBM names, but I think that the LGR will also control that.
I'm not so sure about that. There is probably a way to do the whole length check at the end, but I would guess that probably LGRs would be written to not take that into consideration, and other policies would override. There are some registries that only accept up to 12 or 15 IDN characters, even though it may be possible with the Puni code, it was done to avoid or make it a better user experience. Some registries decide to just go with the Puni code link, I'm just saying that there are policies outside. There are also policies potential policies beyond the LGR. I think, the LGR is a core part of it.
This is Sarma. Just to let you know, LGR will not by itself comment on the length of a label.
Okay, so it's not possible to include that. Is that what you say?
Well, I think it's possible to include if you add a label, full label, a whole label evaluation rule to say that it can't be X, right? But that's not what it's used for, and I think the LGR is not. It doesn't contemplate using it for that particular purpose.
Yeah, I think we have to decide what we're going to use this section for. I mean, the headline is consistency of IBM tables, and it has some introduction. The content should be made more consistent across registries and across levels for predictable user experience. Is this something that we want? Do we want consistency that the content of the IBM table should be more consistent? I.e. be more similar across registers. I think this is the key part. And then to achieve this, we'd have the recommendations. Does anyone call?
Sorry,
please.
This is Al. Is it? Can I talk, sir?
Is it Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Sorry. So my thinking is that recommendation 9 does align with the consistency volume tables. Even where we, if we were to modify it and include a reference to the LGRs, and perhaps it might be best achieved by splitting out the two, but how we actually implement it, I think that's a discussion for later. But I think encouraging registry operators to collaborate on IDN issues, including tables, it helps consistency, at least in terms of user experience, if registry operators agree to a set of similar or align their policies, even if they were not to align their tables. So it does in some way push towards a little bit of a consistency, and then the greater push towards consistency is to use the LGRs themselves. So I think both recommendations do align under this heading. I feel that recommendation 6 doesn't, but we might be able to find a new home for it. So maybe we can discuss recommendation 6 after I've had a go at the reworked wording. But I don't think it will find a home under consistency of IDN tables. That's just my opinion.
Okay, Edmund?
Yeah, I just want to add that the reference tables and in relation to consistency, I think in general consistency is a good thing and it creates better user experience. But there may be cases where it's necessarily not going to be and that's those are the cases with language specific TLDs or language specific CCTLDs, whether you take the Arabic situation or the CJK situation, what I would usually, you know, I guess at this point at least recommend for a CCTLD may not be the same as what would be recommended for a GTLD that may have different languages in the second level associated with the TLD. So if we're going to go down the path furthering the consistency part, we need to qualify that particular difference as well.
Okay, we have only 5 minutes left, so I think that we should summarize what we have decided and make sure that we have the action points clear for next meeting. So for recommendation number 6, I think that Carl, you volunteered to try to rewrite that. So for next meeting, and then for recommendation 9. Sarmad has volunteered to come with suggestions of I think that breaking up recommendation 9 into some recommendations, several recommendations. And I want to add that we should think of how this supports the headline of consistency of IDN tables. And then for next meeting, we still have the action item number 4 of reviewing the table under 2.5, which we did not cover today. So please, all of you, all of us, I should say, look at that again and come up with some suggestion of new text that could be under 2.5. Anyone? Yes, Ahmad, please.
Yes, just before we close, I just, if you scroll a bit further, I just wanted to point out that we've actually had some discussions around these points in Section 2.5. And what I've done is in the final column, I've actually copied.
What happened to Samad? I think that we lost him. Yeah. Okay. So I think that's what he's
saying. What Samad is trying to say is that the third column is includes the discussion from previous meeting. And I think it was cut and pasted from the minutes or something like that, or his notes. So, and just one point also, the table is really for much more of a question. These are, in previous meeting, I put this out as a, as some of the things that we should talk about and whether we should cover it or not in the guidelines. So, has nothing to do with whether I think it should be in the guideline, at least not at this point.
Okay. Thank you for that. Let's close the meeting and hear from you in 2 weeks. Thank you, all of you.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.